SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's the good, the bad, the dumb. With you being out on Friday, we missed this very popular segment, but we bring it back with Ron returning to the airwaves. What is the good for this
Monday?
Are you, huh?
The good, I guess, is that I've returned.
Yes. I missed it.
I was not here, and the dumb was as I probably should have taped one in advance.
Well, no, but I mean, I went without it, but I missed it, and I'm glad you're back. So.
That's right. Well, the good of the day, and you know, this is one of the reasons why I like him, and this is one of the reasons why you like him. Mm-hmm. Because when it all comes down to it, he's just a man like you and I.
Right.
Tiger Woods was spotted at a local restaurant down in, I believe, lives like outside Juniper, right?
Yep.
Somewhere around there. Spotted wearing his green jacket and basketball shorts.
Oh, that's awesome.
Out to dinner, and a fan was able to get a pic with him.
That is fantastic. I'd wear that thing every day.
Right.
Every day.
That's how you know. It's like, okay, you know what? Yeah, for all the, I don't care if you are, you know, just a few dollars shy of being a billionaire, but the fact that you'll wear that green jacket out to a local restaurant, not even a high-end restaurant, not even like a Ruth Chris Steakhouse or something like that. Just a restaurant. Just getting a bite to eat, and you're just cruising. I mean, wearing basketball shorts, and you're like, oh, I'll put on the jacket.
I'd like to know the rules of Augusta National. I think the champion is allowed to wear it anywhere he wants for a year, and then it's got to return to the club.
So you think he's kind of pushing it then? Just like, yeah,
I think he gets to do this for a year, and then he returns to the club. But if that's not the case, I'd wear it forever and ever and ever. So a calendar year, I'd wear it every day. Then I'd wear it after that. And if they asked for it and said, you got to bring it back. You know, it's got to stay here now. You had it for a year. Have fun with it. I'd still be like, nah, I got to take this out.
So, okay. So is Tiger going to treat this like the Stanley Cup?
Yeah, I would. Does he get to let other people wear it?
Ooh. Hmm.
Does the Masters go, no, don't you even think about that. Don't you put that jacket on anybody else.
Oh, man, how awesome would that be if you ran into Tiger?
Can I wear that?
Can I just try it on real quick?
And he goes, sure. You know, what are they going to do? I'm Tiger Woods, for crying out loud. Try that on. I would love to know what it feels like. Just is it really good fabric, or is it? Do you go, oh, it's a little outdated.
I'm going to amend what I said. It wasn't just some random restaurant. He attended his own restaurant. Of course.
The Woods. Oh, it's called The Woods?
Yeah.
That's all right. That's very, look, I want, you know what? You know what? I'm going to look that up. Florida. I'm going to look that up to see what kind of rating it gets. Ooh, it's got 3 stars out of 5.
Yeah, he wore
only one review.
He wore his green jacket, a dry fit Nike t-shirt, and Oakland Raiders mesh shorts.
That's great.
How fantastic is that? I mean, you're absolutely right. If you're allowed to do that, if that is true what you're saying, like you're just, you know, the Masters say, yeah, you can wear it anywhere you want for an entire year, I'm abusing that privilege.
Absolutely.
You'll find me walking through a grocery store. Hey, maybe, I don't know, are Piggly Wiggly's big down in Florida? I don't have one here.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I'd be cruising Walmart.
That's
in a green jacket.
I just looked up The Woods. It's a nice, nicely priced restaurant. You know, $29 for shrimp scampi. Chicken piccata is $24. So, you know, a steak prime rib is $47. Prime filet mignon, I should say, is 47. New York Strip is 40. It's just one of those kind of places. So, Tiger's got some money. He's got some money. It's a nice little restaurant. Oh, got one review as a 3-star.
Well, okay. This is from the Augusta Chronicle writer, Scott Michaud.
Yeah.
He tweeted out that Tiger's going to be getting a very polite reprimand from the club about proper dress code with the jacket.
Oh, really? This is interesting. Do they?
Well, no, maybe.
Does he expand on that?
Maybe you're allowed to wear it, but you're not allowed to wear it with Raider mesh shorts.
That may be true. Okay, so you can wear it, but you better make sure it is accompanied with, like, pants.
Exactly.
Like slacks.
Is Tiger going to get in trouble?
Tiger, can we talk to you for a second? The green jacket is not supposed to be worn unless you're wearing khakis or any sort of other dress attire.
Tell me that doesn't sound very Augusta National, though.
That's very Augusta National.
Yeah, you need to be, you know, there's a way to wear that jacket, and you're not doing it.
Okay. I guess I can't wear it to bed. Nah, that's well done. All right, what is the bad of the day?
There's a video going around. I'm not really sure what the story behind it is, and it's, you know, I don't really care about the story behind it. But Pitt softball team, the coach is being interviewed during the fourth inning, right? And a bunch of her teammates are behind her, or her team is behind her, not her teammates, but her team is behind her. Bunch of the girls, and one of the girls is holding up a sign that says "Worm." Right.
Okay.
Maybe that's like Carol Burnett tugging on her ear all the time.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. You know, maybe it's just. But then you see another girl who I'm gonna assume is the catcher first. I don't really know, but she has a live worm and she swallows it.
Okay. No. That what? What?
She swallows it on air while the coach is being interviewed. She just goes ahead. She drops the worm in her mouth, swallows it. Opens her mouth, sticks out her tongue to let everyone know that she swallowed it, and then the team just erupts in enjoyment. I don't get it. I don't understand.
I don't want to criticize this too much unless I find out that it, you know, like if I find out they're doing it for some teammate that's got cancer or something, I don't want to feel a jerk. What is this about?
Swallowing a worm for a teammate with cancer?
See, I don't know what these kids do today. I wish I could get into their mindset. But nevertheless, that's still ridiculous. Don't eat worms. They're nasty. I'm sure they're good with protein and all, but don't eat them. Save it for the fish.
I mean, there's nothing, you know, for, you know, it's not like cutting your hair for locks of love or... You know,
no.
Wearing a ribbon or anything like there's no, a worm does not signify anything with helping anybody else, except maybe I guess, you know, if they're the early bird, they get the worm.
And what if it survives the stomach acid and just grows to a beast that just eats the insides of you until you're done? Don't eat worms.
That one kind of threw me for a loop there. I don't understand why that's necessary.
Don't do it. Just don't do it. All right, so the dumb,
and I got to give it up to our man Kanye.
Yeah, what did Kanye do? I saw a little bit of this in the news.
He was trending a little bit on Twitter. Well, he was performing at Coachella, and I guess his set was incredible. It was fantastic. There was weird videoing of him doing it live, so it was like a weird camera angle and all that stuff. I'm not going to touch anything about the performance because either you love the guy or you hate the guy. You know, I don't think there's a middle ground. I don't think there's anyone out there who's like, you know what? Yeah, Kanye's okay.
Right.
You know, but what I am pointing out is for the dumb part is Kanye's apparel that he was selling at the at Coachella.
Okay.
He has it's, you know, Kanye. I mean, like anyone who wants to try to be multifaceted, they try to come out with apparel and stuff like that. He has this line of clothing. It's like called Holy Spirit. I mean, it's for Sunday service at the mountain. Right.
Right.
And it's literally, he has like a gray sweatshirt. It's just with the letters Holy Spirit on one side, Sunday service at the mountain on the other side. And I want you to just venture a guess. Just think of a regular gray sweatshirt that you'd maybe find like at a college bookstore. How much would you pay for it?
$50.
Yeah, I mean,
at most.
At most, right? No, he has it for $165.
Oh, God, stop.
Now, that's just the gray one. He has I don't even know what color this is. I want to say brownish maroon. And that one's going for $225. Then you can get a t-shirt. It looks to be a dry fit t-shirt, so a nice t-shirt. That's $70. But where I really am struggling is he has socks. He has a pair of black socks and a pair of white socks. The black socks say Jesus walks. The white socks say church socks. And they're going for $50.
Oh, see, Conway's just exploiting the spiritualism of people who want to feel closer to God and feel closer to Kanye.
That, and I also can't help but feel that he is the experience or you know, he's trying to be manipulating the, you know, all the trust fund babies who get to go to Coachella.
Yeah, of course. That's basically it, right? Right? Exactly. Just like the Fire Festival.
Yeah.
Remember that, right? Where everybody was like, I can't believe I paid $9,000 for a villa and I didn't get it. Those are the kind of people that go to these music festivals.
You know, I mean, it was Sunday service at Coachella, so early in the morning, and he has a whole, I mean, he has a gigantic tent called Church Clothes.
Man, that's weird. To go to a service, was somebody doing an actual Easter service at Coachella with him there? Was he singing gospel songs and was like, and while I'm here, don't forget to get your official gospel shirt over there for $160.
Yeah. No, okay. you want the maroonish brown one? Yeah, that's $225. Exactly. $225 for a sweatshirt.
Well, gosh.
Oh, you can't afford any of that? We got $50 for a pair of socks.
All right, Kanye. Don't mess around with that stuff. Be good, man. Be good. But yeah, he's basically looking at his clientele and he's like, yeah, these people will spend money on anything.
Yep. They're idiots. Yeah,
let's go sell them a $20 hoodie.
they just turned 18, got the credit card at the, you know, on campus.
Pair of socks.
Time to rack those bills up.
Let's max those cards out, people.
I don't know. I just feel I couldn't do it. No, you know, I don't even think back then I could, you know, even if I was, you know, as free as I was with my money back when I was 18. I remember I got my first credit card. I was buying everyone dinner. I was so stupid.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know what it was.
Like, oh, no, I'll just put it on my card. You know, I'll charge a, you know, $50 meal. I only have to pay $25 a month for it.
Yeah, exactly. That's that. I wish somebody had sat me down and goes, okay, when you get this little thing, this is what exactly happens to you. All right. Because I didn't have any of that.
You don't just pay $25 a month and just keep spending.
No, so true. So true. All right. Good, bad, the dub for Monday on SB Nation Radio.